Shir Aleph Psachim by the Rosh Yeshiva, Yud El Hei Toshim Mem Hei, August 27th, 1985, on Tuesday.
For the night of the 14th, one has to be baby the Chomet by the light of the candle. Kolmokim Shimachis in the Chomet in Tzor Dikeh is only a chuyef to be baby a place where Chomet is much, where Chomet is light. But in a place where Chomet is not likely, even though the possibility had excluded. So then he doesn't have to be baby. So the question arises, if we are only in a chuyef to be baby, where Chomet is likely to be found, so how is it that the Chachamim required us to search the cellar, the basement, for wine? The answer is, it is reference to the case where Chomet is Moshe, because many times when a person has guests, so he has to serve them wine. So the waiter many times goes down to the cellar, to the basement, and to get some wine. So, and he might go down with a piece of bread in his hand. So, and he might forget it there, you see, as he's trying to pour in some wine into the bath. So, mele, the cellar is considered as a mokim shemachis l'chomet. Now, the whole cellar has many barrels of wine stored, only those that he's likely to use. So, Ameomu, Bishur is the Mardi, that he has to search in Tushuets, in the cellar, walking Shemachrisim. So, what is considered in the cellar, walking Shemachrisim, the Fameit? Bishamayim Rein, Bishur is out from Kolama. So, the Gemara mentions in Machlikes, between Rav Yude and Rav Yechanan, what do the Shammai mean of the expression Bei Shureis of Nikolama? So Rav Yude says Bei Shureis of Nikolama means Minoret Tushures, Minoret Achmeke. In other words, let's say, suppose you have place the barrels of wine in the cellar. Let's say, this is one direction. The Pesach is here. So we have a number of columns, you know. So we have here, and then we have another column. Let's say, so according to Rav Yude, Keshur of Nikolam Alti means the first outward columns, let's say the one next, closest to the door. Let's say the door is here, you go into the cellar through this door. So the third big column he has to search, and the one after, that's Rav Yude. Eichen says, Bishur is of Nikola Martin means King Gambivanis. In other words, the column that is next to the door, and then the whole roof, like Gambivanis. That's for it. Now it's the chance to say how do we pass him, because we don't pass him like a shaman. But the seal say, to be sealing in Shteshes Chitzinis Shehein Hoyim Yonis. Shteshes Chitzinis Shehein Hoyim Yonis. So again, we have a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. What does it mean? So, let's say, suppose this is the outermost shore, and this is the top. This is the top. So, according to Rav, it means Hoyeno, the uppermost row, and the uttermost color, you have the whole color, many rows. This is the first one, second one, suppose you have third one, fourth one, let's say, this is the uppermost row. So Hashua Elino, the Hatachteno Minena. And this and this short. Shmuel says, Elino,
the entire row?
Not the entire row, no. Just this one second. This outermost row, Shure, and the one that is next to it, the outermost row, you see. According to Rav, it means the Yeno and the one beneath it. And according to Shmuel, it means this and the Shure
next.
Now, how do you pass? So there's a machlokes b'shemim, how do you pass? Many b'shemim, the Rambam, is passed in the Rambam, they passed like Rav. Why? Because the general rule is, Hilchas Rav Yisure, it's here, it's Yisrael, it's not the limonides. However, many Rishonim passed like Shmuel. Why? According to the Girsa, now the Moreh, now turn to the Moreh. It's that Chesam Beis. We still lately came sure as a Kitzeni Rishonim and Yenis. Omarav, and Yeno Bishalmatelman. The uppermost row and the outermost column. Every column has many rows. The column might have 10 rows, you know. So the uppermost row and the outermost column and the one beneath it. The uppermost row and the one after it. So then the Gemara says, the Yuk has a Kavos in Shmuel. So, much higher. But many Rishonim are not Gevays. Bikule, Kule Tanui, Tome Kavos in Shmuel, Yuk has a Kavos in Shmuel. Many Rishonim are not Gevays. That whole expression, most Rishonim are not Gevays.
Oh.
So, of course, if we accept this Gelsa that we have, so we have
to pass like
Shmuel. But, if we don't accept the Gelsa, so then we have to pass like Rav. However, the Miri says that even if we don't have the Gelsa, the Gelsa covers the Shmuel, it's still possible to pass like Shmuel.
Why? Wow.
How? After all, there's a general rule of Hilchazik Rav Yisure. So the Miri says, the Asam Hashemim say that this whole club of Hilchazik Rav Yisure, that only Mishayach, when Rav and Shmuel are chilling in their own machlokes. But if Rav and Shmuel are chilling as to the Pshat, let's say, in the Sila and the Tanit, so then we don't have those problems. When it's their own machlokes, so then we have a crowd that has come in Suresh, but here they're not chilek in your machlokes, they are chilek in the pshat in the seal. What do the seal mean when they say, stay sure as a chitzeni, shame your leaves? So we don't have any problem. So really, even if they are not givers, it's still possible to pass much. But the fact is that most Rishonim are not givers, and because of that they pass like that. And that's the way we pass. That's the way we pass, like that, not like that.
That's the Rambam.
Yeah, the Rambam is from all.
Thank you.
You see? The Shomol, the Chabad, and the Amor also pass on a car. Simon top one again, see the test. Marte, Shem Sadrin, Be Shureis, Shal Chobieis, Zuit Zal Zu, Achim Smaller Play, Be Chizrin, Sadrin, Be Shureis, Achim. Alatachdeinu, Yisar Akiro, Yitzor Yichlid, Be Yikel Shuro, Elieno, ואחרס למטה ממנו, דהיין שורו על פריח את המערתי. ולא ילטום שטח המערתי, אלו אלינו הורי אס הקירו ואס הפסח, ואחרס למטה. The shura that is uppermost and that is also ריאס הפסח. Uppermost and outermost. Both. Outermost ריאס הפסח. And uppermost, so that's Reyes Akira, the ceiling, is the closest to the ceiling. So, Acheres L'matim, and like that. Alright, now the Rashi. Ela Boso Garcino. So, we have the same deal set, so maybe it appears on the surface and has a purpose, right? Of course, Garcino. The answer is because there was another deal set, not Eile Alborso, but Le Eir Alborso. The Lamed was before the Eile. Asha says that yes is not a correct yes. Why not? What's wrong with the expression?
Or
Le'era Vosa. Le'era Vosa. Sometimes when you get a wedding invitation, especially you know, if the inviter is a Hasidic Rebbe or because it, you know, is close to Rebbe, so you find all kinds of expressions that is ready to be Eya, Leyeno Rebbe, and sometimes you'll find the expression Le'eya Yeno Rebbe. Now, what does it depend on? I don't know why they have to use such expressions, ambiguous expressions. You can just mention it explicitly, all right, anyway. So maybe that is mentioned in the English invitation. So many Rishonim say that according to Rashi, there is a difference between the expression Eir Le'Arboso or Le'Eir Arboso. If we say Eir Le'Arboso, then it has reference to the night receiving the 14th day. That's the one that he has to make. Erev Pesach. The night before the first night of Pesach. The night that comes before the day of the 14th. If we say Le'erav also, then it would mean the night following the 14th day, which is the Seder night. So that's why Rashi says, not Le'eravos, because Le'eravos would mean the Seder night.
Night after
Avos. That's right. But Le'eravos means the night before the 14th day. But Le'eravos means the night after the 14th. However, many Rishonim reject Rashi's sheet, and they say that it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference whether it's early Arboso or late Arboso, insofar as the night before the 14th day or the night after the 14th day is concerned. But why arise it, that sometimes the Gemara uses the expression Leia, and sometimes the Gemara uses the expression Leia. And then the Lamed, so they say, really, the Ram, they say, and the Gobi, they mention other things. So, it all depends. If Eya is the first word, so then either we say Eya Le'avoso Beit Kines HaChomet, or we say Eya Le'avoso Beit Kines HaChomet. So we can need the Lamed altogether. We need the Lamed. We can just say Eya Le'avoso, but we can say Eya Le'avoso. Masha'ikin, we would Fabina HaKodei Shechwiti, Beit Kin first, Beit Kin is a Chomet, then you wouldn't say Beit Kin is a Chomet El Avoso, but then you would say Beit Kin is a Chomet Le'ei Avoso. If it comes, if it's not the first word, it comes after a certain word, so then we put the Lamed before it. So, since the Mishneh uses Eyal as the first word, so then the Lamed comes not before Eyal, but before Avos. But in either situation, you could just say Eyal Avos, or you could say Beit Kines HaChomet Eyal Avos. Now, that's what Rashi means. El avos agasinon, but we're not gilead. Le el avos or beit kines achomets. But more than for a time, why that we're not here? Beit kin, shall yadu olov, bal nehoye, and bal dimotze. So that is Rashi's time. The reason is why we are clear to be beiting chomets in order to preclude the violation, the avere of Balmoye Balmoye. He says, we'll soon see the reason. But I just want to mention, Rabur, he says that the reason is why the Chachonim were Mitzakeh to be Beidei is not because to prevent Balmoye Balmoye, because insofar as the avere of Balmoye Balmoye is concerned, so they're going to simply say, don't have to work out. He just has to be about to believe. But the reason is why the Chachamim hired every Jew to the baby is because of the Zeire Shem Yoviloch. So anyway, there is a special opponent that he has to be baby. He has to be baby. Now, so there is no doubt, especially. In other words, even if he was Levi in the Chometz, and Levi say the people down in Sage, he still included the Rabbonon to debate the Chometz. So that's a special Chometz, the Chometz on the Chayot. But the question is Dike sometimes a Chayot the Isaac? So the Ram says, and that might be Rashi Shite, but Rashi doesn't spell it out. But the Ram says it, that if he is not Mivate, he is not Mivate. In other words, when the Rai says Bittu Balmasa, but Bittu means Bittu, suppose he says, I can't lie to myself, I have to be honest to myself, I'm going to say, I'm Mivate, it's like dust of the earth, I have the high regard for the Chometz. I don't consider it like dust of earth. So even if you say it, practically, I think many shouldn't say it. Suppose someone will say this verse called Chamire the Chamire Isle the Shuse Lehem Tony to Levek Apodia. But we know that it's hard.
He doesn't want it.
He has the highest regard. If somebody will take it away from him, he will drop out his eyes. After he said, Kol Hamir Mechamir. So then, just lip service. So, the Ram takes this as a piece of the expressly, but I mean, he just implies it. So then, he doesn't mean it. Lip service doesn't mean it. Because Bito essentially is realized internally. Whether it can be done just internally without verbalizing it or not, Machlik is Hashem. Some Rishonim say that it can be done internally. It means I have to say, because here the whole chaleis of it is an internal thing. And some machine say no, that while the internal thought is important, but it has to be verbalized too. If it's not verbalized, so then it's not protected. Some melee, so the Ram says, suppose he's not mulatter. He's not mulatter. So then he's mechuyev with the rights to be beidik. And if he's not beidik, even though he doesn't know whether he has a chomus now, maybe yes, maybe not. But as long as chomus is likely and he wasn't mevatel, so then he's mevatel and neshe the rights if he's not beidik. Yesterday. So it's a chiyu. The Rai says, so he's in labor by the oil too. If he's not Beidik, and then it turns out that he really had chomets now. Before chomets, he had no kind of places. Even though before Pesach he didn't know that whether he has chomets or not. So he was in there by the oil and by the mat. According to that.
That's only when he sees it, he's over it.
No, he doesn't have to see it. But why don't you mean that he has to see it? No. It can be it can be covered too. But why don't much he needs to possess it, to have it in possession. That's a figure of speech by why don't much means not to possess, not to own it, not to have commerce in possession. He doesn't have to see it. Even if the host of the house is blind and he cannot see anything. Or suppose the Chometz is kept locked up. He is still in it. It's in the forever, even if it's stomach. So, but according to the Ram, that's probably the Rashi. Okay? So, because the Ram says it, Shatnash. So, if he's not in Batel, so then he's not in the Rashi. True Rashi Shiti is that Hashbisu consists in people, because in fact the Torah doesn't say Sivar comes in the way from the Hashbisu, so it indicates that the law of that he can be kind of the mitzvah of Bir Chometz. But there is a machlekes between the Pur and the Rabbanon. How is Hashbosu? Whether it's Haite or Pilar is there in the Ruach? No, Yam. So, but everybody agrees he has to destroy it. So both are implicit according to Rashi and Ram in the Mitzvah of Hashbosu. One way of being the kind of Hashbisu is by physical destruction. A physical destruction. And as far as the physical destruction is concerned, so there's the machlokes between the Yudah and the Rabbanon. How is it realized? The Yudah says, we learn out from this. So the physical destruction of the Chometz is realized by burning it and turning it into ashes. And the Rabbanon is saying, no, not dafke by burning it. Of course, you can kind of release it by burning it too. Right? But you can kind of release it by breaking it into small pieces and throwing it into the river, or tossing it in there after you are retired. So you are there later. So all some kind of things. How do you pass them? Some machine pass like a unit, and the Rambam passes like a bonnet. That's in regard, the Rambam says, in regard to the physical aspect of Rashi. But there is another aspect of Rashi called Rashi, and that is for Bit. Now, what does Bit mean? Bit means that he doesn't apply any objective destruction, but it means that internally he considers it as dust. He has no regard. That is subjective annihilation. That's the difference between the Ashkisu of Sanite or Pele Zero Black, Pele Zero Black, which is an objective destruction. He destroys it objectively. And Beetle, which does not involve any objective destruction. The Chometz is intact, but subjectively it doesn't exist. Subjectively it doesn't exist. That's why the Shem say that if he says, but if in his heart he doesn't get in his heart he entertains a higher regard for the Chometz, whether high or low, as long as he entertains a regard for the Chometz. So subjectively it exists only if it's goal, kamishmaya, that in his heart he doesn't care about. Now, of course, who is the ultimate arbiter, whether in his heart he has a regard or just returns the racial power? And he himself, I know, you know, sometimes certain people, they rationalize so much, they may deceive themselves too, I mean, so they might convince themselves, they are mulatto. But in fact, they're not mulatto. So then the people is not mulatto. So that is subjective annihilation. Now we find this concept of subjective annihilation in two areas. One is, and the other one is in the area of Abizore can be destroyed physically. If he destroys the altars, you know, of the idol worship, but then Abizore Shalit Kichobim can become Mutea forbidden. But there, the people is of, while it is essentially an internal act there too, but there it has to manifest itself outward. But essentially, by Abizore Shalakum, so the people is affected.
That's how they convert a church into a show.
That's right. But there is one basic difference between the people of Abizore and the people of Chometz. In both, it's an internal act. But in Chometz, it doesn't have to manifest itself for any external act. But Abizore, while essentially it is an internal thing, but it has to manifest itself through an external act. Let's say the hobby who for a long time, you know, has been worshiping a certain idol, then becomes angry at idol and orders it away in contempt. So even though he doesn't break it, not to get this, he just throws it away. So that's bitter. But a pure internal bitter, without, not coupled with an external act that is indicative of bitter, so that is not by humble, he doesn't have to be coupled with an external act. Just a pure internal act is a fact. But the concept of bitter we find in the area of only of the Zohar of the Guri, of an Akkad, not of the Zohar of the Zohar. A soil cannot be revived, only an Akkad can be revived. But a soil cannot be revived. But the concept of bitter we find in the area of the Zohar. But one should not equate the bitter of Hamet with the bitter of Allah. There is one basic difference. In Abu Zore, it is while essentially it is an internal thing, but it has to be manifest inside. In an external act. If he knows it in contempt, so then he's got. Or another act that shows that he has contempt for Abu Zore. That he is already rebelled against that. He doesn't have to be coupled with any external act. He said exclusively an internal act. That's the difference. But by Hamas, so the Bito makes it, realizes a subjective destruction. In other words, if the Jew sincerely in his heart feels that the Hametz has no worth and no regard for him, he doesn't care for it, he doesn't want it to survive, so then subjectively he's destroyed as far as he's concerned. It's not objectively destroyed, but subjectively it is destroyed. Okay, now, the Rashi. Genaltei, שמסתפקים ממנו יין משולחני, ופעמים שהשמש עיני, ואם זה קיין ופיתי ביודי. The real meaning in the more of שמש is a way. I don't know why, when did it, that term שמש, when did it become exactly the name for what is called in English, that the one who is in charge of the shul, sexton, or in the modern synagogues, is called ritual director. You see, now it's no joke. During the Second World War, so naturally the shamoshi, the poor shamoshi in the Orthodox synagogues, were directed. Because the Red Ball did not recognize them as members of the clergy, just as workers. But the Shamoshi in the conservative synagogues was that. Why? Because they were not called sextons. They were called ritual directors. Even if the job consisted in Shamoshis. But they had another name, so they were exempt. They were exempt, but the Shamoshi and the Avodah synagogues were not exempt. You know, we were not exempt. So is the name that made a difference. But in Gemara and in the Poskim, a Shamish of the Shul is not called Shamish. A Shamish of the Shul is called Chazana Knesses. And Chazan in Gemara and in Poskim is not what we call Chazan, but Shriach Tzibur. So Chazan in Gemara means what we call Shamish. And Shamish in Gemara means what we call Leir. And Ma'atev Shemachins in the Homeis, if we change, if we reform, this kind of reform is not us. It is other. If a reform would be introduced and the Orthodox Rabbonim would start calling the Shamoshim Chazanim, so then there will be many more Jews who try to get their job. Many are reluctant, you know, to accept the job because they don't appreciate the name Shamish. But actually, Shamish in Lashon HaGemara means a way. Uponim shashamish inei lims a kiai upti yodei ukshayayim kolo miliknas limalti loviyai. Shtei shiris of the Torah Malti, if not in the forest Shemai, shtei shiris of the Tzeneis, in the forest of Gnome. Now let's go to the tastes first. Il abos of things are homed. Shilishakin shall have the whole about the way about him or say the cochinery. She in the soil of beetle, she don't be more had they did so she bate. Only the eyes of the beetle be all me, sagge. Am I with the homie, DK cloud. Why would the Chachomim be tired to be killed altogether? Now, what is the Amstaret and this discussion? A very simple devil that I'm using. So simple that on the surface it appears strange that this is invested cash. So the Ram says, very simply, true, that that in the Reise mit dem Baum sei. But suppose he wasn't mit dem Baum. Suppose he wasn't mit dem Baum. So then, if he wasn't mit dem Baum, he doesn't want them mit dem Baum. So if he wasn't mit dem Baum, and he's not baby either, and he lets in his house stay chomet, so he's saying, by the way, by the way, so what's wrong with Reise Pshat? Why is Jesus going to understand this kind of attack, such a simple act? No, the answer is the reason is why the Jews asks against Rashi, because the Jews also understood that he could say that. Rashi means if he is not Mubatel, so then he has to be baited with the Raisi in order not to be able to about the Oye about the Motz. But the question is, why did the Chachomim require him to be paid? Why the Chachomim, if the whole purpose of Bdiki, if the whole purpose of Bdiki is in order not to be able about the Oye about the Motz, since there is aloch that every Jew is mechuyef to the law, even if he is beidik, so habeidik so shiyevatel, there's the Gemara. So there is an obligation incumbent upon every Jew to be mevatel lachomet, and even if he is beidik, he has to mevatel. So why did the Chachomim say that he has to do both? He has to be both, he has to do both to They enter the ladder. Monisha is the whole purpose of decades not to believe about the Oye, as long as he's Mechuyev to be Mevatel anyway. So, and once he's Mevatel, so there is no Baloy. So why does he have to
make what he did?
Why does he have to be Beidei also? That's the question. That's why the Reed formulates it that way. In Kosher Reed, Kibi, so people, more happy, so she matter. So he can't avoid not being in the body. He has to do it, no matter what. He has to be in the body. Even if he searches the house for and he still has to be mevatel. So as long as he's going to be mevatel anyway, so what was the purpose of requiring him to be mevatel? And so what was the purpose of requiring him to be Vedic to keep so little beyond more Vedic so she the ice in the mountain. So what is that going to be there? So he says, Chuk, the Gemara says, Omar Abdul, Omar Abdul. What's the Gemara is, Omar Abdul, Omar Abdul, a baby soul shiva, the following days. So, but that was in Takomi of us. This man of Mishneh, there was no such Takomi as yet. There was no takone of Habibi Tzorachi. And that Rav was misafim. It's not that Rav declared a takone dume that has existed all the time in Zmaranishna. That was Rav's takone. Rav is dine. So they were misafim in Habibi Tzorachi. Why? So it's more explained. Because Shemo Yimtso used to your pay in Bosari Sura. And then you will not be able to do the battle. So you'll be there. So because of that, the Chachomim, so Rabbi Misakei, Ha'avei Tzoshla, for this man of Mishneh, Mutabina Kodesh, Lohi Mishneh. So then there was no Chiyut to be mevatel on it. So maybe the Mishnah never changed that in order to prevent Balvoye only one say. So if he wasn't mevatel, he wasn't mevatel. So then he must be mevatel. This is what the Rambam says in explaining Chazish. But that he says, the year of the Afro Gab, he sagged the people, the Afro. Echlio Chachon, you need to come to the Baron, Shalom Yobi Lochle, it's exere, he shouldn't hear. The Chalim Ashton come. We hope a Kikia Bishmikeo. In other words, suppose there's a Kikia, let's say, he has a sign. On the silk. So, I have Mars and Bayes and Puyev to go up on the air and take off and take off the kitchen. It's not accessible to anybody. And he's in battle too. So maybe I'm calling you to require him to go up on the air and take it down and destroy. So he never says, maybe to go up on the ladder and take it out. Because if it doesn't, maybe it will fall down. Sometimes itself will fall down. It will lie there for months and months and maybe fall down. But maybe on this, it will decide to fall down. So then, and he might have to show him the mixture. So we see that the decay is based upon the shoshim, that maybe אחדויות. פוסל מיכה, והטעם שהחבור כאן תפי משור סורי המועד, שהם יצריך לנער, קודם כל אדם סדר את הרעשי, זאת מפרזק אני בטחון. כשפה שקופים מידה, that we the Rabbonon there is a chiyuv to make dike even if it's not for the purpose of preventing Babylon. So what Asher explains the Mishneh, and the Mishneh is explanatory of the Din de Reise. The Mishneh doesn't discuss the Rabbonon according to Rashi. So, and that chiyuv of taking it down from Shnei Chiro and destroying it, that is the Kodim Ocheres. That is after the Siddur HaMishni. Or I don't know. But Tam Shei Chiro Kam, but according to the Ri, so it's not the Kodim Ocheres. It's the Kodim Duma. And the Chachin HaMishni. לא, אני סכן עם דיקי משום זיר שלו לא ולא because of Zero Shem Yodullah. And by Chomets, the Omisaki, Bdike and Biu, even though he was already in battle and was in kind of rice, because of Zero Shem Yodullah. The Atam Shech Yoru Kant Vey Mishor Yisranoe, Shem Yitzchichu Yivaron, Mishum Chomets Muta Kol Ashono, Nesa Rambi Pesa, and always because Chomer is what people use it all year. So maybe people are not bottled so much from Chomer as they are bottled from Moal Yisrael. But I'm assuming we don't have the Cheshish. Maybe he'll forget a little bit. Maybe he'll forget a little bit. Why should he forget after all? He never handles Chomer. He never eats it. Mashiach Chomet is accustomed day after day, night after night, to eat Chomet. So sometimes, inadvertently, he might forget and take a piece of bread because of habit. So that's why the Chachomim were misaken with eating for a nevate. And there is no baloya, there is no tankiso. He has to search for every piece of Chomet and destroy everything that he finds. Because of the Zerah Shem Yavlah. The Riddom is Bas Bachor Bachor Pach Shem Shishu. The Riddom is Riddosa Bichor Bichor Leu Koya Keren. And there, there is no Chivot Dikim de Rabbanon. She is Suom Nei Gisareila. But then, Nozir, the question is Nozir. Nozir. Let's say he took Nizirah, Stam Nizirah, Son Shreji Yei, so until he took the Nizirah, he was accustomed to drink wine, to eat grapes, and so on. So by force of habit, maybe he'll forget and eat grapes or drink wine. So why do you want the Chacham Nisake that once a Jew becomes an Ozir, he has to wait for Geffen and destroy every Geffen. Everything gets that he finds. So, the answer is, not the man who is super sure of him. The man who is going to hear, you know, the man who is going to impose upon the Messiah this kind of a hardship that he should have to destroy all the grapes and all the wine he has in his possession because of his zeal. Shem Yavlach, the Torah can be used, not by him, first of all, and even during the term of Mesiras, it can be used by other people, by his wife, by his children, I mean by his friends. So it would be a great hardship upon the Mesiras if the Chachamim had been misakin that he has to be, he can destroy all the Geffen in his possession. Now, the Mashor is the Kashi. Why does he ask Kashi of mercy? After all, Tesis said before, Tesis said before, but Tam Shem Chmiru Khan, Bailey, Mashor, Mr. Ranoi. So Tesis Kashi was only Tam Mr. Ranoi, not Tam Mr. Achil. So why does he ask Kashi? From Mercy, Mercy is only in Mr. Achil. Mercy is allowed to have
a way.
So Mashor says, that when Tesis says Nozir, he doesn't mean the real Nozir. He means Neder. Neder. Neder, you can ask Anoi too. Suppose somebody, Asad, let's say, he asked wine, Anoi from wine, from grapes. Then Tesis says, I never not use that Nozir. Or he asked bread, he asked rolls, he asked tower. So why didn't the Chachamim? That in such a case he should revive all the challah, all the bread, all the loaves that he has from someone. But I don't think that this is a real kasha. We don't have to say this and this. Tesis might mean nozer mamesh, but nozer is does not involve his hamle. But Tesis said before that tam shech yiru kan tzvein mishores hamle. The pshat could be, Teisa said, "Vatam shech yiru kam tzvei even on Yisrael." In other words, not that there is no kashe from Yisrael, but he said that by other Yisrael, even if they are Yisrael, no yet the Chachamim did it. Won't it? Why? Because it's also all the time. So yes, what's about Nozir? The Nozir name is Surah Sholach, Miname. The reason is why the Chachamim are gazing vis-a-vis Chomets more than vis-a-vis other Yisroel. Shana Chomets, Shechmir, Bidei Olam, Mangoy, Mangot. So Melech, Chmir, Chachomim, Lidei Kolimba. After Reich and Bitley, we should do the Roslin. That's Pshat. Just because Torah Asher possession of Chomet, so because of that, the Chachomim more Chishish for Tzirish and Yom Lachol. What has the fact that it involves Baal Yoye to do this? So some of them say, I wouldn't say it. But the Ravieri and the Ravieri Dovi, they say that because you see, there is another Rav Moshe. Dovi Rav Moshe says that certain Yisuri that I say are also based upon Yisuri. Are also based upon Yisuri. So maybe, said the Ravieri and the Ravieri Dovi, they say that the pshat thesis, they say it in the pshat thesis, that the reason as to why the Torah itself asar possession of Chomet, why the Torah asar possession of Chomet, so that is the reason, because of the siok showing of law. That's the reason as to why the Torah asar Balroy Balimati possessing Chomet. Because of Isyok. Isyok. A precautionary measure. He shouldn't come. He shouldn't be Nichshol Nachim. There is another Rav Moshe. The Rav Moshe says that the Torah many things asher as Isyok. Isyok, Isyok, Shosho, Peiro, Yitmorel, Shemema, Avonisho, Bimidas, Filoso, Luis. With our supposition. So in other words, so that's the Rambam Shittas, that if, let's say, a person, let's say, Chavi, Nashi Kishti, well, she's in Nidor, they're a Chivo, so they either love the Isaac, or the Chayav Malkis, according to the Rambam. So what the Rambam says, that the time is to why the Asad, the Torah Asad killed the Bosa, by Arayas, their Chivo is as a Shiok, to be as a source, to be as a source. So there is such a
Shiok.
A Shiok, that the Torah itself is, I mean, one could say, Shiok gets only in the Rabbah. In the Isaac, there is no such thing as Shiok. In the Isaac, the Torah has something, so it's not as a Shiok or something else. But this itself, so we see from the other Ramosim, that there are certain Yisrael the Reise, that with the Reise, they are forbidden as a Shiok. Those Ramosim mentions that in connection with the Lishon in the Stum also, we seek half with Gaulis of also. But, when you say that the reason is why the Torah has a possession of Hamet, or the Holy Holy Motsi, is the Shiok, Shalom Yodloch, so the Torah itself may be Shiok, Shalom Yodloch. So, now, why the Torah make it Shiok in respect to Hamet, and the Torah didn't make such a Shiok in respect, let's say, to Dan, to Chilev? Why didn't the Torah make his Shiok there? The answer is because Chometz is Mutar Kolashono. So a person, by force of habit, is accustomed to eat Chometz. So he's more likely to forget because he is accustomed to eat Chometz. Every day he is bread, so he might forget and bring Sachtu. So that's why the Torah made his Shiok in Barah. So since the Torah itself is Yom Barel, so that's why the Chachomim were more machmir in regard to the Yom of Chomet than in regard to other Yisrael. There's the Pshat thing. The Rambam here is it. Fine. The Nir al-Rajbo, that deal with Tam Ho'achrein, that the reason is why the Chachomim were so is because the Torah itself was machmir. So even in Chometz where there is no value, still the Chachamim were machmir than yesterday. Here Rashbo, that's not the Rav Shlomo Ader, this is the Rash, that's Rav Shimshon. This is Shabbos. Here, Rashbot, I feel it become a friend for Rima. The Chiyo Chachom, the whole Chomet, after the Chomet Snukshe, while the Dita Vodes, after Gav to Leke Bal the Roy. So, Rashbot says, that even with Dita Machen, that is based upon the Chumrol Bal Roy Bal Mote, still, this Chiyo Dike. As we say, when you have Yochel applies even to a Chomet that does not come within the level of Bal Roy. For example, Chomet Nukshe. Now, what is Chomet Nukshe? What is Chomet Nukshe? It's very important. What is Chomet Nukshe? Chomet Nukshe means Chomet that is not really enjoyable. I say, not really enjoyable. I don't say not enjoyable altogether, because if it's not enjoyable altogether, it's so then it's Niveloshin Uyom Gea. And Niveloshin Uyom Gea, so there is a loche in Onisu, there is a loche in Onisu, but Chometz Nukshe, which is a special Iser by Chometz. And it doesn't apply to Shoshun. Shoshun means not only if it's not whole Achilah, it's Yisum Achilah Shoshun. Then it's the Velushin Ruligeh. Whether the Aloha and Velushin Ruligeh and Korun Velo applies to comments or doesn't apply to comments is another challenge. But if Chometz Nukshev does not necessarily have to be Mitzvah Machlechem, Chometz Nukshev, on the contrary, Chometz Nukshev, the way of Shem defined it, is Chometz that is enjoyable to a certain extent, but it's only Nechal Oliyatcha. There are certain foods that usually, under normal circumstances, a person who is like him doesn't enjoy so much. But if he has nothing else to eat, it's a little putrid, the bread, a little putrid. So if he has fresh bread, he's not going to eat that. But suppose he has no fresh bread, and he's hungry, he'll eat it. That's the second. That's called Rol Achila Al Yadchak. So that's Chometz Nukshev. Now, so does it mean now there is a shayach whether Chometz Nukshev is Oseh Midraiseh or Chometz Nukshev Machlik is Hanoi? So does it mean that according to many Hanoi, that Hanoi who say that Chometz Nukshe, for example, Rav Meir says that Chometz Nukshe is awesome. But the other Hanoim say Chometz Nukshe is not awesome. Does that mean, and how is it possible, that even if something is Rolach, but it's Rolach Hile only Al Yadchak, so according to the Tanoim or Achilik and Rav Meir, So then, it's not a Beraise Machile. Why should Chometz be Gorua than any other Macholos Asurek? Let's say Nivea. So they will get in common with it. Doesn't come within the love of the Zerushin. So what do you mean, Leoshin will get that it's not a Machile Asurek? A human being will not eat it, even if it's a crack. In other words, he's daily so putrid that even if he's hungry and he has no other meat, he's not going to eat it. Because it's completely putrid. So then, it doesn't come in the Isar of the Shekhov. But suppose the Veva is Mitzchach a little bit. It's putrid a little bit. And he's not going to eat it if he has fresh food. But when he doesn't have any other food, if this just this meat is served to him, then he's going to eat it, and he'll enjoy it all. He would say, it's a little putrid, all right. But he still enjoys it. So then, of course, he's high Malkus. So why should Chometz be different from all other Yisroel? And people have mayor, so it's only because of his special outfulse that Chometz Nukshe is awesome. If Chometz Nukshe, as the Shem say, by definition, doesn't mean Chometz that is Nukshe Machlas, but it means Chometz that is still all Achila Al Yadchak. But only Al Yadchak. So then we should be Chayv Koras too. And all the Tanoim agree that there is no Koras for Chometz Nukshe. And then you should say that the Malkasi that just things that are right. But no Malkas, nothing. So why shouldn't there be Kores if it's all Achil Al Yadchak? The answer is, when do we say that Chometz Nukshe does not come with the regular Isa of Chometz and the reason of being Kores for Chometz Nukshe? And the comments of the mayor, it's a new Isaac that we learn out from the Pasuk of Chomachmet, so it's a chayyim. So that is only if at the time when it became Chomachmet, it was already Nitzel Tzas. it was already mitzvah ksas at the time he became chometz. It was not really robot. It was already a little people. But if at the time he became chometz, it was rolachilo very much. But then later on, because he didn't leave it in the fridge there, he played, you know, in the room, you know, the hot temperature, so it became a little putrid. A little putrid to such an extent that the person, if he'll have something else to eat, he will not eat it. But how the atchak will eat anyway. So then it's chayv koles. If it became nischach tzatz, and it is still rolach la'sodom al diatcha. So when do we say that chometz nukshe, what happened, there is no chayv koles, only if at the time of the chimutz it was already nischach tzatz miachir. But if at the time of the chimutz it was not nifsaltzas, it was completely rolach, and then because later on it became a little nischach, and rolach leon al yatchak, then there is no chiv kores, and there is a machlekes tanoim whether there is a nisat raise or a tonim bowls. And Nisa Rabbah. So that's the definition of Chometz Nukshe. So Chometz Nukshe, if somebody were to ask you, what is the definition of Chometz Nukshe? Mao Chometz Nukshe. So you have to say, Chometz Shenifsal Ktsas Meachule, the Bishas Shebishas Chimutz, who Oyoro Lachile Rakal Yatcha. But in Bishas Chimutz it was really Rolach, and then later on it became Nischach Tzatz. Let's say bread that was baked today, and then he didn't put it in the freezer, so after a few days it's already Nischach Tzatz, but it's still Rolach Hile al Yatchak. So then if you eat that kind of bread, Yachai Chores, there is no doubt. Oh. Nimmer als Bock, der Tür, der Dame Achel, so Flina, der Tür, der Homi, der Homi, der Homi, der Fuchsche, der Homi, der Tabus, Apfel, Gab, der Lecke, der Homi. Na, wie sie, die Morge sehens, at the beginning of Pele, Kilo, Eben, that Beyer learns out from the Prophet that Chometz Nukshe was. Chometz Nukshe was. So what Yudhe says, now we got to wish in the term. In other words, you have to destroy it. Not that they, that in the right say, you're able to buy the oil. They were able to pass it. Kusach HaBavli is Tarubis. What kind of Tarubis is it? Not that it's important, but it's Tarubis of pieces of bread and milk. It's a daily product. It's a mixture of pieces and bread and milk, so it's a kind of cereal. So, It's fabulous fun. That's not how much milkshake. It's very enjoyable. But it's not made exclusively of bread. They are. There is bread. Bread is one of the ingredients. But the other ingredient, there is milk. The other ingredient, there is salt. The other ingredients. So that's how this comes. Kusakabab. The Sheikha Ahmad. Sheikha Ahmad is a certain type of beer. Of beer. Also, that will respond. The Khimitsadeh is a certain kind of vinegar that is made from barley, which is not Khomet Be'er. Not Khomet Samuk, but that will respond. The Zaytsam. So, Kusakabab is one item. One item. Sheikh Ahmadi is two. Khimet Sadeini. Khimet Sadeini is three.
Where is Khimet Sadeini?
Khimet Sadeini is a certain kind of vinegar. I don't know exactly what it is. I can't give you a recipe for it. Khimet Sadeini is a certain kind of vinegar. All the colors come out. It mentions the ingredients, but I still am not capable of giving you a recipe of it. Then, so we have four articles that are Ta'ulis Chomets. Kusakababli, Sheikha Amodi, Chomets Adeni, Bizei Sinamitz. Then, we have three other items, which are Chomets Mukshi. It's Chomets Mukshi. And according to many Rishonim, it is not just Chomets Mukshi, but it is Chomets Nukshe and Darwis. Zemen shall taboy, Vamilon shall tabochim, Vikulon shall save, Vikulon shall save. So we know exactly what this word should say. That's like glue, a certain kind of glue. So how did they make that glue? They took flour and they mixed it in water and then they put in other things. And then it became chomets as a result of putting the flour in water. But at the time it became chomets, it was only rola achila al yatak. So that's chomets nukshi. That's chomets nukshi. And the same thing is zumin shal tzavoy. Zumin shal tzavoy. Ve'amilon shal tabochim. Ve'ikulon shal tzavoy. So, the Mishnah mentions four articles of Tachlis Chometz and three articles of Chometz Noshes. Rav Lezer Meir, Tachshit Noshes, Zeh Klaus, Kol Shehu Mindokom, Harei Zehiva B'Pesach, Hareinu Ba'azore Ve'in Ve'en Shumotz. So the Mishnah said in so many words, that Chomets Nukshe and Tarubes Chomets, Chomets Nukshe and Tarubes Chomets, so there is only love, but there is no God. Whether there is Malkus or not, the Mishnah doesn't say. Or from that, the Shein is God. But anyway, there is definitely no chorus of Chomets Nukshe, because the Mishnah mentions three articles of Chomets Nukshe. Zumen shall tavoyim, amunen shall tavochim, vikunen shall shokhim. Gunen shall shokhim, that's Chomets Nukshe. So it doesn't, and what does it mean? It's all achir al yatchak. So there's no chorus for all achir al yatchak. A piece of bread became a little bit putrid. And the person wouldn't eat it if he can get fresh bread. But when he doesn't have fresh bread, he eats it and he enjoys it. So then, he's not chayav kares chas v'sholem. But it means, like a certain kind of igloo, that at the time of the chimutz, it was only a whole lachil of the atchak. So then, the time of the Mishnah says, hareinu ba'azoreh ve'in ve'in mishpachas. So the Mishnah mentions two kinds of comments, that there is no comments. One is Tarubis Chomets. That means Mamish Holach. What is Tarubis Chomets? Now, what does Tarubis Chomets mean? What does Tarubis Chomets mean? Tarubis Chomets means, it doesn't mean, let's say, if you mix, let's say, one measure of non-Chomets with one measure of Chomets, so the mixture, there is no Chomets. it means if there is all the Brahma, all Brahma, that's a Kushapa. Kushapa has pieces of bread in it, but the major portion of the Kushapa consists of milk. Of milk. So, mainly there is actually bitter drop. There is actually bitter drop, but it's still this time. So then there is no cause. But if there is no hope, so then there is cause also, then it's not called Tavuves. Tavuves Chomes is called only when there is hope. But if there is no hope, so then it's Chomes God. Anyway, so the Mishnah mentions Tavuves Chomes, Etarei Lazoe, and Chomes Nukhari Lazoe. Now, turn to Yuma.
Chomet Nukshe and Teruska are both no easy cars.
No easy cars. Chomet Nukshe. Both are the love, but no cars. Now that I'm doing them without after the first, after the second two dots. Haveinu v'azor, man tano de chomet dogum bomo al tavuvas, the Nukshe deini the love. Because the Mishnah, and the Kamer of the Mishnah, only mentions two types of Chomets. Tavuvas Chomets, and Chomets Ben, but Nukshe. Now I said that the Mishnah also mentions Nukshe al Tavuvas. That is mentioned by the Loza, Atachiti Moshe. So that is a combination of Tavuvas and Nukshe. But the Tanakhama doesn't mention the combination of Tavuves and Nukshe. So Tanakhama only mentions two types of Chomets. Chomets, Rol, Achil, and Mamish. But on the Tavuves and Nukshe Ben, that is not Mamish, Rol, Achil, but only on the Atchak, Bishaskhilut. Alright. So man tamen de chomet doni omar tavuvas v'nuk shebein v'ar omar ad yud omar ad rameyari v'tanye siyo yisorei v'neisnu likalbei v'eich li v'aroni. What is siyo? Siyo means grain that's in which the fermentation process has begun. Chimutz means fermentation. So the fermentation process has begun. But it was not complete. It was not complete. Let's say, so that's called seal. Why is it called seal? It's derived from the term seal. What does seal mean? Seal means yeast. Seal means yeast. Now today, with the modern methods, so there are all kinds of ways how to produce yeast. But we say in ancient times, they didn't have these modern methods. So how did they produce yeast? They took
bread.
They took, let's say, they made the dough, they mixed flour in water. And then they let it stay idle. So then, as they let it stay idle for some time, so then yeast was developed. I mean, how did the yeast develop? You see, yeast, Al-Kadim say, Yachai Kokas, when we eat yeast. The Leski Kennedy will tell you that yeast is an organism. It's a living organism, but it is a good chomet. It's not powder, right? The yeast comes from the air. It's a living organism. So, but the Torah asks that it's chomet, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's part of the bread itself or it's a living organism that was attracted to the dough, you see. As a result of the dough staying idle. So, if the dough is not allowed to stay idle, in other words, when you activate it, now the halacha is that as long as he activated the doll, even if it stands like this on the table for a whole day, he doesn't become chametz. Why? I mean, this is based, that's a halacha, but it's based upon a very basic principle in chemistry, that if you activate a dough, then it will not produce yeast. That's a mechanical preventive. Activation of the dough to heat it up, so that's a mechanical preventive. It will not produce any yeast, you see. So if you let it stay idle, you don't activate it. So then the living organism, yeast in the air, is attracted, and then they reproduce and they fight, and you have a large quantity of yeast. So in ancient times, in order to produce yeast, so they used to mix the dough and then let it stay idle. Deliberately let it stay idle so that the yeast develop. So CO is formed when the dough began to ferment, but was not completed yet. So that's called CO. That's called CO. In other words, let's say you will eat. So CO is sorry. Vinesnili calorie. You are echoing babble. Okupikash. I'm let CO is sorry. You have to destroy it. So it's chometz manish. If it's chometz manish, chometz yosab anoye, how can you give it to the calorie, to the dog? Al nosab anoye, you hold a tonne, the nesne, the calorie, al me mutab anoye, polygon. CO is sorry. Now the question is, what is CO? So there is a machlokes in between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir says Rav Meir is the machlokes. And according to Rav Meir, so if the dough stayed idle for such a time that it became very white, yichsif upon it became very white, so then it's already sealed, but it's not chometz gomer. So what kind of a name does it have? It has a name of chometz nukshe. Now, sometimes one might become confused, but there are two types of chometz nukshe. One type of chometz nukshe is when the dough started to ferment and it didn't complete. The process of fermentation was not completed. So his chil is chometz. So then it's called chometz nukshe, and there is no chiyuv koras for that kind of bread that you eat. In other words, suppose you let it stay idle for some time, and it began to ferment, but it didn't ferment completely. In other words, what is the obvious manifestation, indication of complete fermentation? If the dough rises very much, the rises and it makes vibrations sometimes. When the dough rises, it makes vibrations. So that's a sign that it was completely fermented. But if the hip of the fermentation started, but it didn't rise very much. Only a little bit, you know. So then it means it's a little chometz. It's chometz. In other words, it didn't ferment somebody that's one type. Now, so there is a machlokes between Rameh and Rabbi. What is Chumash? It means Tchilas Achimus, but not completely in the Chumash. According to Rameh, so if the door became white, Chichsif upon off, so then it's already Chumash Nimshi. Rabbi says, no, that if it is just and no horns, no lines were formed, you know, when a door begins to mend, so you'll see all kinds of lines, you know, in the door. So according to the mayor, it is Chometz Nukshe even before the lines, the Kanaim Ki Chagobi appears. So it's already Chometz Nukshe. But Yuri says that Chichsif Upono has a din of Matzah. It's no Chometz Oker. It's Mutab Achil and Pesach. It's just Chichsif Upono. When does it become Chometz Nukshe? It blended so much that you can see lines. You can see lines formed in the door. You can see lines formed in the door. According to Rameya, if you see lines formed in the door, then it's Chometz Gomor. You're high for us too. When is it Chometz Nukshe? Only when it's Chsifu. Only when it's Chsifu. Ponos. And if you see Kanaim, like horns, of the locust lines formed in the door, Then according to the mayor, it's Chometz Gomor. According to the beauty of Sifu Pono, it's Matzik, it's Mutav Achila Matzik. And when is it Chometz Nukshe, it's also Achile, when lines are formed? When is it Chometz Gomor? Which indicates that the fermentation process was completed when the lines are intertwined, one above the other. Then it is already a Chometz Gomor. Okay. So, according to the mayor, just Kanaim, even if they do not intertwine and overlap one another, so it's Chometz. So it is, according to the mayor, no. So even if it's a Chsif Upono, and without Kanaim altogether, it's Chometz Nukshe. According to the Yudah, it's Chometz Nukshe only when Kanaim are formed, one. So, the more I say this, I'll say it. COP, solid, there are more and more. According to the mayor, when is the Chometz Nukshe seal? Where is the Chometz Nukshe seal that is when it's a triple polar, became white? So, according to Rabbi Yudah, when is it Tzio? When horns, lines were formed in the door. B'nasin l'chi kalbei, the Rabbi Yudah. Suppose it's a Chsif Upono. So then, according to Rabbi Yudah, you can even give it to the kalb. Because it's matzah. Chsif Upono does not make it into Chometz Nukshe as yet. Vayichli ba'avoyim asin Rameya. Shmaino li Rameya Nukshe bein bilav v'kol shken Chometz dov n'gomu al n'itavus. So Rameya holds that there is a lav Chometz Nukshe. And Tavus Chometz? Certain. So Rav Yudi holds that Tavus Chometz is more homo than Chometz Nukshe. Rav Nachman Omar, Rav Lezer, now Mishnah mentions four articles of Tavus Chometz and three articles of Chometz Nukshe. So Rav Yudah says that the Mishnah calls with Rameya. Rameya is the one who says that Chometz Nukshe comes within the love of Komach Mesel Yisachelu. So if Chometz Nukshe comes within the love of Mesel Yisachelu, so Tarubes Chometz certainly, because Tarubes Chometz is Mohamo, then Chometz Nukshe. At Nachmanah, the Mishnah calls with Rabbeleza and Eliezer, even though But Elazar is mentioned. He's mentioned the Mishnah, implication being that Kami is not Rav Elazar, because Rav Elazar says in the Mishnah Tachshit in Moshe. So the answer is, as this points out, one is Rav Elazar and one is Rav Eliezer. Tarubis Chometz is more humble than Chometz Nukshe. So in as much as the mayor says that Chometz Nukshe comes only in the love of Chomach Metzes, so it's in Kalachim of logic that Tarubis Chometz certainly comes only in the love of Chomach Metzes. Nachman says that the Mishnah Chomach Lezer, who holds that Tarubis Chometz is comes only in the love, and he holds that Chometz Nukshe B'en is more humble than Tarubis Chometz. Now, before I say, you shouldn't become confused. There are two types of Chometz Nukshe. So one type of Chometz Nukshe is when righteous. If you come out and come to Ramea, or command you come to Rome, or come to the building, where the fermentation process has begun, and was not complete. Let's say, you let the door stay idle for a short time so that the fermentation process has begun, and then you don't let the fermentation process be completed, and you put it in the oven. So then that pass will be chometz nukshe. So that's one type. Another type of Chometz Nukshe is when you mix a dough flour, and you put flour in water and, let's say, orange juice, in a mixture of Nupiris and Mayim. So then it's also Chometz Nukshe. And let's say, according to Rashi, if you mix the dough just in Nupiris, not in Nupiris and Mayim, it's also according to Rashi. Most Hashem Achille can be said only when you mix it in the parents and mind together, you see. But you just in the parents, so even if you let it stay idle for days, it doesn't become Chometz Nukshe. But according to Rashi, it is if you mix it just in the parents, so maybe it becomes Chometz Nukshe. It becomes Chometz Nukshe. Anyway, that's the other type of Chometz Nukshe. Alright, so Tashi says,
Sure, Aleph Psachim by the Rosh Hashiva. Yud El Hei Toshim Mem Hei, August 27th, 1985,
on Tuesday. So the night of the 14th, one has to be dated the Chometz by the light of the candle. Komo Kim Shimachim Shimi Chometz in Tzor Dike.